Well, I'm Billy Whitlock. I'm a manager in our tech service division. I actually manage our plant support team, which is a team of field scientists that work out directly with the customers.
Well, we just talked to Kevin, who kind of gave us the 10,000-foot view of tech services. So you're on the ground doing the actual work there, and so we're going to get a little bit more detail on what you do with the plants when you come and offer them tech services.
Our primary job is we deliver both on the services and product support. So things including any product trials, we'd like to be there actually to go through the trial with them, with our customers, to try to de-risk it. With some of our new products, we're really bringing some new things to the market, and we can change streams in the ethanol plant. And we really like to be there to ensure that any risk is mitigated and understand that we're a full partner.
Well, tell me more about these trials. What do they involve, and how do you work with the plants there?
Oh, I mean, it really depends on the trial. We have numerous new products over the last few years, from our yield discovery package to kind of more elegant, flexible products that we are promoting recently. And it's really, it's about delivering whatever the customer needs. So for instance, it's not always even to do with trials. We had a very recent example where a customer installed a fine grind technology, and we actually worked with them to optimize not only our products, but how they dose them and the measurements they take around using that new system. It really comes from listening to the customer, and really we're just trying to work to do whatever we can to be helpful.
So basically, like, every plant is different then, and so you really need to know them very well then when you go in, right?
That's very true. We really like to get to know our customers very well, both in tech service and sales, to try to deliver what the right thing is. We also have a very large and flexible team. I believe it's the largest tech service force in the industry. And they don't all have the same backgrounds, so we can really go to different people for different types of expertise to try to deliver on whatever we think will have the biggest impact on our customers. We're there working with them, whether it's products that improve yield, which is what we've focused on a lot in the last couple of years, to products that really try to streamline the production process to increase output, things like reducing viscosity and things that will enable a customer to push out more ethanol than they used to. It's whatever the commodity prices demand, whatever our customers are interested in, we want to have the product for them.
I know that you have quite a number of different types of services. You talk about scientists and whatnot. So what do you do specifically? What is your specific job as far as tech services is concerned?
For about 7 years, I actually was a plant support scientist, and I worked directly with the customers. Right now, I actually oversee a group of about 10 plant support scientists, really just trying to facilitate making sure they get what they need to go out and support the customers. Our arm of the tech service division is really tasked with bringing the knowledge and the projects and the information from our headquarters, from people that work on projects such as that, to our customers so that they know they can feel out what is interesting to them, and we can find the areas that we might want to work together on.
Well, Billy, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just say that, we have a really fantastic team here at Novozymes, and it's a pleasure working for them, and it's a pleasure working with this fantastic industry. I've been having a lot of fun this week.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.